From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. military reports that four Americans taken hostage by pirates off East Africa are dead. The victims are identified as Gene and Scott Adam of California and Phyllis McKay and Bob Riggle of Washington State. U.S. forces say they were in the process of negotiating the couple's release when gunfire erupted on the Americans' yacht. A special operations team boarded the boat and found the four Americans were shot dead. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports these casualties were unprecedented.
This is the first time Americans have been killed, and in fact, killing hostages by pirates is very unusual in this part of the world. The Somali pirates, Somalis are known actually to be very savvy businessmen, and the pirates are no different. These are heavily financed operations. They have big motherships, skiffs. They're well armed with AK-47s and rocket-propelled grenades. So they see it, even though it's a criminal enterprise, very much as a business.
NPR's Frank Langfitt. The U.S. military says two pirates were killed in an ensuing battle and 13 others were detained. Aftershocks continue to rattle the New Zealand city of Christchurch after a powerful earthquake struck, devastating parts of downtown. As Stuart Cohn reports from Sydney, at least 65 people are confirmed dead, and rescue efforts continue for possibly hundreds more buried in collapsed buildings.
Several aftershocks have shaken Christchurch since the magnitude 6.3 earthquake struck just 6 miles southwest of downtown during the busy lunch hour. The number of injuries was so overwhelming that the city ran out of ambulances and people used SUVs and station wagons to transport the victims. The more seriously injured have been evacuated to Auckland as Christchurch Hospital's intensive care unit prepares for an influx of wounded. Some areas have been inundated with muddy water from water main breaks and groundwater swelling up through the broken earth. Seismologists say the quake itself was also just an aftershock of a more powerful one that hit back in September, but that quake was centered deeper and farther from town, causing considerably less damage. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
In the U.S., consumers are feeling more positive about the direction of their economy. NPR's Sarah Gonzalez reports consumer confidence has reached its highest point in 3 years.
The Consumer Confidence Index climbed to more than 70 this month. That's the highest level since February 2008 and up from nearly 65 last month. It's the index's fifth consecutive monthly increase. The reading is better than economists had expected, but still below the 90-plus range that signals a stable economy. Consumers are anticipating better income prospects, but feelings about near-term job prospects are mixed. Sarah Gonzalez, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 165 points or more than 1% at 12,226. This is NPR News. Chicagoans are voting for a new mayor. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports six candidates are competing to fill the seat being vacated by incumbent Richard Daley, who's retiring after more than 20 years in office.
Former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel is running to become the next mayor of Chicago. Former U.S. Senator Carol Moseley Braun is also in the race, along with the former head of Chicago School Board, Jerry Chico, and City Clerk Miguel DeValle. Chicago political analyst Laura Washington says whoever becomes Chicago's next mayor will face big problems.
We have a $600 million deficit. We have schools that are in disarray. We have a mortgage housing crisis.
Two lesser-known candidates, William Doc Walls and Patricia Van Pelt Watkins, are also running. If no candidate wins a 50%-plus majority, a runoff will be held in April. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is vowing to keep fighting or die a martyr. In a televised address today, Gaddafi urged supporters to take back the streets from anti-government protesters who are demanding that he resign. Two Iranian naval ships have crossed the Suez Canal in Egypt for the first time in 3 decades. The vessels were headed to Syria for training exercises. Israel had said that Iran's crossing through the strategic waterway would be considered a provocation, although they also warned against making too much of the passage, which is being monitored by American and Egyptian authorities. Here's the latest from Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 167 points or more than 1%. NASDAQ also down. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.